This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, January 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Timing for ag labor reform. Rollins faces Farm Bureau. EPA looking at paraquat. Ag labor reform legislation likely in the first quarter, Thompson says. Lawmakers are getting close to introducing a package of farm labor reforms, and it couldn't come soon enough for many producers. Speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention yesterday, House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said an ag labor package will be introduced in the first quarter of this year. The package is currently under technical review by the Department of Labor. Then Thompson will put together a discussion draft for key stakeholders. It's going to be a strong bipartisan bill, and I'm very optimistic about getting something done on this issue, Thompson said. Now, keep in mind that getting the package introduced in the House would be no small feat, but getting it through Congress this year will be very difficult. Why it matters? Well, House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota recounted for Farm Bureau members a recent incident where workers at a Minnesota dairy farm stayed off the job, whether they were legal or not, while Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were sitting at a nearby gas station. Senate Ag Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said there, quote, really are some things we can do across the aisle to improve things. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas said, we've always said we deal with the issue of work visa programs when we secure the border. The border is secure. Rollins keynotes Farm Bureau Convention. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins headlines the Farm Bureau Convention today. She'll deliver a keynote address and later meet with news media. You can follow our coverage at agripulse.com. Yesterday, Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden told Farm Bureau members that U.S. agriculture is, quote, missing the ball with so much focus on China and should instead see Brazil as a culprit for low U.S. commodity prices. He also talked about farmer bridge assistance and other issues. You can follow the coverage of yesterday's event with Sarah Wyatt at agripulse.com. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall called on Congress to pass more assistance for farmers with an emphasis on specialty crops. He also stressed the need for year-round E15. Lydia Johnson reports on Zippy Duvall at yesterday's convention here in Anaheim. In Washington today, traders will be looking for reductions to corn and soybean yield estimates in the USDA monthly crop report. It's due today. Revisions a year ago set grain prices higher. Farmers and traders are looking to see if it happens again. Will we see another big reduction? The trade is expecting one. Arlen Suderman, the chief of commodities economist for Stone X Group, told AgriPulse, all major U.S. cash crops are amply supplied, keeping a downward pressure on prices. Significantly lower production figures for corn and or soybeans would tighten balance sheets and leave crops, quote, more vulnerable to a weather rally later this year, Suderman said. USDA releases its World Ag Supply Demand estimates today at noon Eastern. The report could move markets because it includes final production estimates for the previous year's crop as well as quarterly data on grain stockpiles. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA to reassess paraquat safety. The Environmental Protection Agency will reevaluate the safety of paraquat, the herbicide, the subject of lawsuits alleging it causes Parkinson's disease. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says in an X post that the agency shares the same goal as the Make America Healthy Again movement, that any pesticide on the market used to eliminate weeds, germs, disease, or bugs must meet the highest standards of safety grounded in the best available gold standard science. EPA is requiring paraquat manufacturers to thoroughly prove the current uses are safe in real-world conditions. If they can't meet that standard, decisive action will certainly follow, Zeldin said. In November, the agency asked manufacturers for additional data on the product after a new vapor pressure study showed, quote, there is greater uncertainty regarding the potential for paraquat to volatilize than previously considered. In early 2024, EPA rejected the association between paraquat exposure and Parkinson's. Nearly 6,500 pending cases are included in a multi-district case that alleges a connection. Paraquat registrant Syngenta, quote, rejects the claims of a casual link between paraquat and Parkinson's disease because it is not supported by scientific evidence, the company says. RMA increases focus on specialty crops. The Risk Management Agency has spent a couple of months last fall talking to crop insurance agents across the country who handle specialty crop policies aimed at finding ways to expand the agency's policies. The results are now starting to be implemented with more to come. Speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, RMA Administrator Pat Swanson said RMA is now offering new coverage for kiwi, pomegranate, cane berries, and grapevines. We've expanded the enhanced coverage option for specialty crops. We've also come up with a fire insurance protection smoke index for farmers that have grapevines, she added. A program to help date farmers is on the way. She encourages growers to contact RMA about their specialty crop needs so the agency can provide additional help. Trade groups warn of SNAP challenges for grocers. USDA's two-strike enforcement framework to make sure retailers follow the new Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program rules in 18 states, quote, does not adequately account for the inherent complexities shopkeepers face when implementing the new rules. That's what two trade groups told USDA in a letter. The National Grocers Association and the National Association of Convenience Stores say more time and clarifications needed to help grocers and convenience store owners deal with the new restrictions. Under USDA's current enforcement plan, one violation means retailers get a warning letter. A second violation would mean the retailer is barred from participating in SNAP. The group say that, quote, it is not feasible for retailers to achieve perfect compliance with the restriction definitions, noting that, quote, the food supply chain is highly dynamic with frequent changes to product formulations, sizes, and labeling. Take note, the letter also encourages USDA to make states provide retailers with, quote, clear, comprehensive lists of universal product codes for restricted items. Grocers in some states previously told AgriPulse they were struggling to come up with lists of banned items amid limited guidance. Lindbergh says don't delay EU trade deal over Greenland. Some European Union lawmakers want to delay implementing a trade deal with the U.S. over President Donald Trump's talk about taking over Greenland. Politico EU reported last week that there's an effort to get the European Parliament to freeze the deal's passage. Some senior members are already backing that idea. That would be a mistake, Luke Lindbergh, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, tells AgriPulse. There are constituencies in both sides of the Atlantic that would like to see us move forward again. America has agricultural products that Europeans want, and vice versa. Take note, Lindbergh and other U.S. officials complained in November about the slow pace of implementation, including the adoption of the deal's ag provisions. The U.S. has already reduced tariffs under the deal. But Lindbergh said he's still optimistic that the bloc will implement the deal early this year. You could read more from AgriPulse interview with the undersecretary at AgriPulse.com. EU states greenlight South American trade deal. Fierce opposition from farmers did not stop EU member countries from approving a free trade deal with Mercosur countries, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay. France, Poland, Austria, Ireland, and Hungary opposed the deal in the Friday vote, Belgium abstaining. Italy's backing paved the way for passage by the Council of the European Union. This triggered farmer protests in Ireland, France, Poland, and Belgium on Friday and over the weekend, that according to reports. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is slated to sign the deal next week. The parliament then must approve the deal before implementation. But former EU chief agriculture negotiator John Clark tells AgriPulse that the council's backing eliminates the deal's largest obstacle. Well, here's today's final word. If you think this administration's going to subsidize anything that competes with an American farmer, particularly at a time when we can see what the commodity prices are, you must be stopping by too many of the dispensaries in this state. That U.S. Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden at the American Farm Bureau Convention yesterday, he made the comment in relation to biofuel subsidies. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, January 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.